Spot On and Direct on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Dailies Today.
Dailies Today
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The drama, the suspense, the emotions, the gang bits. Don't miss out on Nollywood movies and web series on YouTube. With the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN, you can enjoy over 10 hours of Nollywood content made for you. Sharply dial *312*800# to activate the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN and start enjoying. YouTube made for you. Ah, the drama, the suspense, the emotions, the gang moments. Don't miss out on Nollywood movies and web series on YouTube. With the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN, you can enjoy over 10 hours of Nollywood content made for you. Sharply dial *312*800# to activate the YouTube Buffet Plan from MTN and start enjoying. YouTube made for you.
Dailies Today.
Dailies Today
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to Dailies Today. This is the second part, by the way. The first part, you missed out on that one. Well, it usually starts around 6:10 in the morning with Kofi Bartels. And the second part, we're here to take you to the papers as well. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm... is my mic working?
No, it's...
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Okay, I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning.
Right. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. Let's start with the Punches paper. Page 2 of the Punches paper. FG blames opposition for food crisis, uncovers 32 smuggling routes.
This reminds me of Zebrudaya. Foul. Question number one, is there a food crisis? To the best of my knowledge, I don't think so. What you have is an economic crisis. I don't think there is scarcity of food. What I think is that, or what I think I know, is that the purchasing power of the individual has been completely eroded. And of course, we don't need to go over the various factors. The fact that you found 32 smuggling has been long before I was born, and I was born in 1955. And smuggling will be in the years 3055 again. You know, smuggling is a part of our life. It's a part of, you know, in a country like ours where we don't have good border control and so on and so forth. Nobody should come and sell a boogie to us. Listen, the APC needs to go and get his house in order. Yesterday, for example, I heard in their various platforms, there were stories going around. Oh, Jimmy Disso is trying to instigate people. Excuse me. People don't need to be instigated. Okay, we know how they feel. If you go in the social media, so many uncomplimentary things are being. You see, the problem with us is that we even within the party, nobody can tell the other person the truth about what's going on. But that party is in deep crisis. If they don't know, they should know now. Stop looking for excuses and find a solution to the problem that we have. It's not going to help. Nobody is interested in you pointing at any opposition to say they are the ones who... Okay, look at what the story says. It said the federal government blamed opposition for the food crisis currently ravaging the country. You see, that's how the narrative is always changed. Okay? The problem, to the best of my knowledge, is not so much a food crisis. It's an economic crisis. And then if you then want to split it down the line, you'll be talking of housing crisis, we'll be talking of transport. How many families are divided because they can't cover the transport costs to and from work, father, mother, and so on and so forth. So he said that uncovered 32 fresh smuggling routes being used to take food items out of the country. Food items will always go out of the country. Food items will always be smuggled into the country. It's part of our nature. Indeed, it's been made, as they are discovering the 32 smuggling routes. Part of the problem is that the borders are closed. Okay, the borders are closed. If had the borders been opened, then you'll be looking for 322 instead of 32 smuggling routes. It says, and this is a very cheap one, a very, very cheap one. It shows that the government still has to go back to the drawing board to look for good excuses that can endear them to the people. And no excuses, really. The people want to eat. That's it. There are no excuses. What would you tell them? He says that he blamed those who failed to clinch power in the last election for remaining in political mode and are now working against the country's interests. The party within itself, the leadership itself, is working against the party and against the country. Why? Because most of the leadership are more interested in what they're going to put in their pockets. Nobody is a fool around here. Which opposition? The opposition, the PDP, is in complete tatters. What the Labour Party itself, you can see the crisis going on. So don't give excuses. Find a working solution and call on whoever needs to be sacrificed for us to move forward to either step aside or you move him out. There are provisions in the Constitution for that. You can't harass anybody with that. There are provisions in the Constitution. Other countries have done it. Nigeria should not be an exception. I'm not saying that is the solution, but I'm just giving the various solutions that you can get. And so these excuses, most of them are lame, and to a large extent, some of them are even embarrassing. And, okay, so the president insisted yesterday, now we get to the president, he was represented by the VP, and he said forces are hell-bent on plunging this country into a state of anarchy. These people should look in the mirror. These people need to look in the mirror. There are no forces. It is hunger. If everything was going on well, why would people be stripping naked? I saw Sheriff, social media. Some pensioners said that they are going to strip naked. This is a complete abomination. They are desperate. They are desperate. And such forces are hell-bent on plunging this country in a state of anarchy. Those who could not get into power through the ballot box, instead of them to wait till 2027, they are so desperate. If you want to know, the population is very, very desperate. We will tell you the truth, in case you don't know. Don't think that some of the things you see, don't think that they are instigated. They might be, but they have willing people who are ready to. How many people now are ready to show their face and say they will do a rally in support of the government and see what happens if they go back to their neighborhood? So we are in a point of crisis. The earlier we tell ourselves the home truth and do the needful, we would not get out of it. And with every passing day, today there's another story there now that says that the dollar went down further yesterday. These are the things. There was a video of somebody who could no longer, he said he couldn't drink, I don't want to name the brand. He couldn't drink, he comes to the Saturday, that even the Saturday he can't buy it, and he can no longer buy milk. Various videos that you see. Some people say they even want food for just one a day. Luckily with the Lent and the Ramadan coming back to back, maybe it will ease up a bit of pressure. You just go into fasting. When it's time for you to break, you say no, mofek ba biri biri ni. Then you move to the next day.
Move it on.
You have falloni. By the way, when is Ramadan?
Second week of March.
Second week of March. That's good. It's just nearby. Just nearby. And already Lent is when?
I don't know.
Are we not in
Lent? I think it usually comes before Ramadan, I think.
No, we had that Wednesday. We are supposed to be.
Yeah. Imagine. So you are not fast?
No, I'm a senior citizen.
Excuse me?
Yes, now. I've jump-started my age to 70. I'll be 70 next year. And then, I have health. I'm exempted on the basis.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You are exempted by who?
But I have hypertension and diabetes. I mean, look, the president here is saying something that is in a way is petty. Tinubu said just 3 nights ago, 45 trucks of mean maize were being transported to a neighboring country and so on and so forth. I mean, come on. We know had the borders been opened at the Niger axis, this kind of activities would be going on. All said and done, let the needful be done, or we'll continue to wallow in this suffering that we are in.
We're going to go into the Metro page of the Punch right away. Let's go take a look at the stories in there.
Okay, 9 killed, 7 injured in Lagos Abeokuta road crash. Police bust insurgents camp in Anambra, recover vehicles. Nursing student killed self over school's failed accreditation. Why is the threshold so thin? A 300-level student of a private tertiary institution in Ogun State, Harvard College of Science, Business and Management, identified as Ajoke, has reportedly taken her life after the school allegedly failed to meet up with the accreditation requirements of the Nursing and Midwifery Council of Nigeria. Why did they take in students when they hadn't been accredited?
Well, most schools do that.
Well, you shouldn't, because look at what has happened now.
Yeah.
The family, Ajoke's family, should sue. They should sue the school. Make an example out of it. If you are not accredited, don't start.
Don't start.
Don't start. How can you say? It's like when I see people's CV, you bring a CV, you tell me MBA in view. What is in view? You either have it or you don't. Accreditation in view. Now you didn't get the accreditation. What is going to happen to the other students?
Right.
That's what has frustrated her. All the fees he has paid, the time and everything. Air Force snaps 35-year-old kidnapper in Kano, and Lagos News, Lagos mops up 90 kg styrofoam in Oshodi. 15 jailed for obstructing pedestrian bridges. Okay, those were the ones whose video I saw this morning. The photograph of the pastor's wife who turned 60 that has become controversial, in light of Wigwe's death. They have the picture of it, all the grandeur and whatever. I think it was overdone, minus Wigwe's death in these times. And then could they please tell their party planner to stop, you know, intruding in my social media handle and forcing videos and whatever that I find completely... We always overdo things at the wrong time. Let us even break it down. How would you be having something of that magnitude at a time of poverty like this? And I think the man is a bishop or so. I don't know what he is, the senior pastor, whatever it is. We don't have a sense of proportion. I felt it was completely disgusting. And then whoever it is keeps throwing the videos at me. What do I want to do? What is my business with people who are not sensitive to what's happening in the nation? And we need to be careful. Our elite need to be warned seriously. Who would see that and be happy for? Let's be very honest with ourselves. We need to have a sense of measurement. And of course, I heard there was a lot of secular music. I saw the videos that ideally shouldn't be found in a pastor's environment. But that's a story for another day. We always point at government. We are also not behaving well. We are not being given examples by a lot of our religious leaders. This is the time for us to confront all the diseases that we are confronted with in this country. It's a time for us to take on all and put a stop to the nonsense that the thing was completely. I don't know what point was being made. That you have super rich in the midst of poverty. Sheriff, one problem I have with Nigerians is that not only do you want to have money, you need to show it to your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, only Latimore.
Statement.
That's why you would have people label a generator, I better pass my neighbor. Mm. That's Nigerian thinking. You wouldn't hear anything like that in the Western world. That neighbor, Obio, I better pass. You have something called, I better pass my neighbor. I think they're from the, I don't want to mention the, which whatever they come from, but I think their GEO should pass a message all around that there must be some level of this. You must show empathy to the people. You collect tithes and all these things, and look at what you did. You overblew it. I'm not saying the money came from tithes. No. And of course, the allusion to whether it should have been stepped down or you know, because of Wigwe's death, I think it could have been postponed. At least until after the guy, if you have that kind of money to do all what you did, then you could jolly well have just postponed
it. You can afford it, yeah.
You can afford it, but we don't pay. We don't pay. We are selfish people. And for security reasons, I'm going to keep telling our people over and over again, especially the so-called elite, stop this habit of tantalizing the people. It will fall back on you one of these days. Stop this habit of tantalizing the people. If you check the numbers now, kidnapping is on the rise. It's got so much on the rise that it's no longer reported. The Yorubas have what they call Eniba Lomo. Those who have to run around and look for... It's the way armed robbery started way back in the 70s, immediately after the Civil War. It started with Yenusi and so on and so forth. We were all so excited that after they kill Yenusi, there'll no longer be this thing. Today, now, armed robbery is not even reported at all. Sheriff.
Let's move on to our next story. This story is on page 7, and it reads, FG vows clampdown on officials leaking sensitive documents.
Yes, there's a need. There's a need for them to do that. The rate at which people send me memos and letters in between government is embarrassing. I love it, though. It helps my job. You know, but it's embarrassing. But guess what, Sheriff? They can't stop it. Do you know why?
Why?
There's a gap between the politicians and the civil servants. Okay, so when the politicians get together, they want to whack so-and-so from the cookie jar, it is that civil servant, including the level 8 officer who has to sign up to a particular level, they follow this trail. They are suffering. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are suffering. Oh, you minister, perhaps say what to chop money, this and that. It is that small civil servant that is going to do the job. They are the ones who are leaking these things now. And it will continue. I made a veiled reference yesterday. Veiled reference, but nobody picked it. That I hope that some of the security forces that our politicians are banking on to help them, should there be a crisis, I hope there is none, they might wake up to discover that they would also be part of the people. It has happened in other countries. And yesterday, I put attention on that soldier who couldn't go home from Maiduguri, from the war front, and went back to put his life on the line again because he couldn't go back. You will have more of this for as long as you have a disgruntled citizenry. So people should not believe that every civil servant that is quote and unquote carried along. If you've worked in the civil service before, which I have done, back in the day, even one of the greatest leaks used to come from the messengers and the drivers. You're using your phone, you're sitting at the back of the car, wound up and everything. You tell them, Sule, turn down the music. Minister, yes. It's only about 5 billion. The driver is hearing. It gets to the driving pool, you'll be amazed. We did something in Compass one time. The likes of Shey Oduto will hear this and laugh. We put a speaker and a recorder in the driver's room, and they didn't know. I fired my driver that day. They didn't know. We put it there for about 2 days. We worked with the IT people. We bugged the driver's room. I fired him. I fired him. I paid him off. Let him just leave the premises. He knew me more than I knew myself. Whoa. Oh, yes. Eh?
Interesting.
So you will continue to have this. You will continue. But the government has said that they want to ensure that official documents, job sensitive, are not leaked to the public. People are disgruntled. They will leak it. Where do you think we get the news from?
The question is, why would anybody feel the need to leak a document if that document is not suspicious in the first instance?
Some of them are patriotic. Some of them... We paint everybody with one brush. It's a terrible thing to do. Some of them are outright patriotic. Some of them do it for money. You have always been in radio. I've been in print. And I know that sometimes to get information, you must spend money. Oh, yes, you must spend money. Even when I was in university, the vice chancellor at that time, it was his clerk, his messenger, that was photocopying the small, small notes. He will send a note to the this thing. Take 500 bags to Agbede. Take this. These are the things. The likes of K. Mamudu and Co. Taiwo Ogbeifu for all of these were the things. They paid the. When we got to the Travula, they were so, where did these boys get this? We were all in our early 20s, 19, 20, 21. So some are patriotic and some out of anger. You know, you'll be surprised. Deep down, politicians and civil servants are not friends. It's only when there is money to be shared, then they become my brother from another mother. All kinds of things will come out at that time.
Let's move on to Daily Trust now. We've got this story on page 4. Despite FG's clampdown, dollar hits 1,900, pound 2,250.
We are gradually getting to where we are going. The government made a veiled reference to Venezuela, and they were very angry that some people, on patriotic citizens, were talking about how Nigeria will become Venezuela. How else would you become Venezuela from? This is the first indices. So the dollar is now 1,900. Or more, if you need $1,000, man, you need 1.9 million. and the pound is 2,250. Who are those who are buying these monies?
Yeah.
Majorly corrupt persons.
I mean, who can afford this it kind of
corrupt
thing?
Persons.
Think about it. Like, who can afford it?
I can't afford it. Even if you give me the cash, I'd rather just keep the naira. I can't calculate it in my head. You know, I want to buy a shoe and bag for my sweetie pie. For buy a shoe and bag. And the shoe and bag is 1,200. You want me to go and produce 1.something million. It's better for me to give the person the 1.something million than if I had a million. But jokes, all the jokes and everything apart. It is corrupt persons. There's a lot of corruption going on. There's a lot of corruption going on. Amongst all other factors, there's a lot of corruption going on. And they are the ones who are so desperate. If I've stolen like 1 billion, if you like, change it at 5,000 to 1, it still costs a lot of money. You know, and this is one of the reasons. But the NSA, the Ribadu, he called yesterday and directed operatives of the EFCC, the Customs, and the NFIU to clamp down on forex market speculators. The same old habit. Rather than going to the roots, the same old habit. Those ones will be chasing all the malams all over the street. They will go into hiding and the rates will go up further.
Hmm.
In fact, now, there are even some apps you can use to buy currency.
That's right.
You know, I use it a lot.
There's
Lemonade, there's all kinds of things. So, but you know, security, police is one way. Raid them, put them in jail. Okay, we had that way back until one day we got information that the person who was supplying the black market at that time, the biggest culprit was the Inspector General at that time.
At that time?
Yes! And so yesterday, the Bureau de Chain Operators in Abuja confirmed that EFCC operatives raided the popular Zone 4 business area. They will do that for a while and settle. You arrest them, they settle, and they move on. The rate goes up further. Dollar sells for 1,870 in Kano. Nasima, on the other hand, I've advised the government, the president of Nasima, Dele Kelvin Oye, in separate letters to Gadoso, and Doris Nkiruka, Uzoka, Nite, yesterday urged that the dollar be pegged at between 750 and 850 from March 21. In the letter to Cardoso, titled Nasima's Suggestion for Addressing the Continuous Depreciation of Our Currency, Oye called for enforcement of currency regulations, transparent communications, official transactions, remittance oversight, as well as monitoring and compliance. And the BDC, the Association of Bureau de Chain Operators, have called on government, see us as partners in progress and not people you should be reading and beating up with cudgels and so on and so forth. Anyway, this is just to let you know, in case you are planning to travel to buy currency, if you need 1,000 pounds or more, you will put down 2.250 million.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot.
I'm such an unfortunate individual that I was born in these times. I should have been born earlier and died a long time ago. Because right from my adulthood, this exchange, whatever, we fought for it. Babangida, he fell into the boogie of IMF and World Bank, devalued overnight. These people push you, and then the crisis comes. We will see where this is going. We will see. Until the African countries, until African leaders realize that you are in competition with the Western world. Nobody is out to help anybody. Until you have homegrown economic theories that would help stimulate your people. Until you do that. But again, our leaders have usually compromised themselves. And so there's some element of blackmail in what is happening. Part of it might be what we are seeing here. If you don't understand what I've just said, like Fela said in Berlin, I'm sorry I can't help you. You don't know, you don't know, you know, you know.
Let's take our last story as we go. NECA oil marketers to FG, Sean Pride, review fuel subsidy removal, flotation of Naira.
Okay, first and foremost, I think that there are indications that there's a fuel shortage. I don't know if the strike has gone on.
Yeah, the strike is on right now.
It's on right now. So again, we're saddled with the issue of first. There's somebody or some people out to just kill us in this country, but we can't die. They can't kill us. We'll continue. Anyway, NECA has advised the federal government to eschew pride and review the removal of fuel subsidy. Now, you know that the way the fuel subsidy was announced and carried out is what led us to this crisis. But I am not sure that we can go back to status quo. I'm not too sure. I think the horse has bolted in that sense, and we might need something completely different to get us out of the mess. Yes, that was where it started from. But I think that 7 months, 8 months down the line, you can't go back again, you know, to where you are. And the president keeps telling us that, oh, we shouldn't worry. It's looking good. It's going to get better in the future. I don't know what optician has tested his eyes. What I can see in the future is so dark. But we'll see. We've run out of time.
Yes, we have to go now.
We have to go now.
Well, you're back at 9.
Back at 9.
Right. For Dear Bumi.
For Dear Bumi, yes. All right. So that one always excites you.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Who doesn't like it?
I hope Baba has released the woman because she helped to get her, Mrs. Kuyoro, helped to get her for 9. Right. Yao Babani. Baba always like to eat egg and bacon in the morning.
In the morning.
She's released her, let her come.
Lagos, thank you so much for coming.
All right,
sir. Lagos, our show this morning, though. For those who watch online, thank you for watching. For those who listen from anywhere and everywhere, thank you for listening. It's back to Kofi Bartels now on the Morning Crossfire. Good morning to you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens.